Lesson 2. Teen Generation. Page 36. Task 2B. Listen to the interview.
London Fashion Week has just finished, and you've been named the most promising fashion design student. Why have you come to study fashion in London?
Well, London is the right place to be because it's famous for its street fashion and a lot of second-hand shops or markets, so young people can buy cheap clothes and create their own style.
How do these styles differ from each other?
Some young people have money and they spend quite a lot of money on clothes. They like wearing smart clothes, loafers, tight-fitting sportswear. They like riding scooters. Their hair is well-groomed and they have regular haircuts.
I see.
But there are more and more people who like wearing comfortable clothes. They're more in touch with the natural world. They think that today's world revolves too much around money.
But there are also some strange-looking guys.
Yeah, of course. Some young people like dyeing their hair in bright colors. In big cities, they're also connected with punk and rave.
So, you are saying that there is a strong connection between fashion and music?
Yes. Fashion and music have always been connected. Let's say heavy metal is associated with leather jackets, long hair, tattoos, powerful motorbikes. While punk was famous for a lot of strange accessories, like chains, safety pins, and of course, spiky hair. Rap goes together with baggy clothes.
What do you personally like?
Well, comfortable clothes, with style.
What's your favourite shopping place in London?
Camden Lock Market. You can get anything you want there. Fake Levi's, leopard print swimsuits, old records, jewelry made from recycled metal. It attracts an amazing mixture of people, so it's fun just watching them. I often get inspired there.
What fashion advice would you give to our young listeners?
Well, I'd say a person's style depends on the imagination, not that much on money. I really believe in creating a style that doesn't cost much. Fashion should be more on the artistic side. Today, it is still a big business.
Thank you very much. It was nice talking to you.